Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Action Research in Education, A Practical Guide is a methods, text, and professional development resource for preservice and in-service educators who want to study their own classrooms, schools, and professional settings. Written by Sarah Ifrat Ifran and Ruth Rabbit. The book explains action research as a disciplined form of practitioner inquiry aimed at improving instruction, student learning, and school practice. Rather than treating research as an activity conducted only by outside experts, it positions teachers and educational professionals as capable investigators who can define problems, collect evidence, analyze patterns, and use findings to make informed changes. The second edition is known for its practical orientation, including step-by-step guidance, attention to collaborative action research and participatory action research, and learning supports such as review activities. Its subject area is educational research methodology, but its purpose is applied to help educators connect reflective practice with credible inquiry and responsible action in real educational contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, action research as a disciplined cycle of educational improvement. A central contribution of the book is its presentation of action research as a structured cycle, rather than an informal attempt to solve classroom problems. Ifran and Rabbit frame inquiry as a process in which educators identify an issue, examine relevant literature or professional knowledge, design a study, collect data, analyze results, act on findings, and reflect on what changes. This cycle matters because school problems are rarely solved by a single intervention or by intuition alone. A teacher might notice that students struggle with participation, feedback, assessment, or comprehension. But action research requires that the concern be translated into an investigable problem supported by evidence. The process also emphasizes iteration. Findings are not treated as final answers. They become the basis for revised practice and further questioning. This makes the book useful for educators who need research methods that fit real classrooms, where time, policy demands, student differences, and institutional constraints shape what can be studied. The book, therefore, links inquiry with improvement while preserving a basic standard of methodological care. Secondly, turning professional concerns into focused research questions. The book gives considerable attention to the early decisions that determine whether an action research project will be manageable and meaningful. Many educators begin with broad concerns, such as low motivation, inconsistent homework completion, or uneven achievement across groups. Ifran and Rabbit guide readers toward narrowing such concerns into focused questions that can be explored through available data and realistic classroom procedures. This emphasis is practical because poorly framed questions often lead to vague evidence and unclear conclusions. A usable action research question needs to be connected to daily practice, ethically appropriate for the setting, and narrow enough to guide data collection. The book also situates question development within reflective professionalism. Educators are asked to examine assumptions, clarify the purpose of the inquiry, and consider how the question relates to students, curriculum, instruction, and institutional goals. By teaching readers to define a problem before selecting methods, the book avoids a common weakness in practitioner research, collecting information before knowing what the information is supposed to illuminate. Thirdly, using classroom evidence through qualitative and practical research methods. Action research in education explains research methods in terms that are accessible to educators who may not see themselves as researchers. Its treatment of data collection reflects the realities of schools. Teachers can use observations, interviews, surveys, documents, student work, journals, and other evidence generated within normal educational practice. The book is especially relevant to qualitative inquiry because it recognizes that many classroom questions involve meaning, interaction, experience, and context rather than only numerical outcomes. At the same time, it encourages systematic handling of evidence so that conclusions do not rest only on impressions. The value of this approach is that it makes rigor compatible with practice. Educators learn that credibility can be strengthened by planning data sources carefully, looking for patterns, comparing different forms of evidence, and acknowledging limitations. The book does not present classroom inquiry as equivalent to large-scale experimental research. Instead, it shows how localized evidence can still support better decisions when collected transparently and interpreted with care. Fourthly, collaborative and participatory inquiry as school-based knowledge building. A distinctive feature of the revised edition is its expanded attention to collaborative action research and participatory action research. These approaches broaden inquiry beyond the individual teacher by involving colleagues, students, families, administrators, or community members in different parts of the process. The book treats collaboration not as an optional add-on, but as a way to improve the relevance and ethical grounding of research. School problems often cross classroom boundaries, so shared inquiry can reveal patterns that one educator would miss. Collaboration also helps distribute expertise. Teachers understand instruction, students understand their learning experiences, and administrators understand institutional constraints. Participatory approaches add a democratic dimension by recognizing that people affected by an educational issue should have a meaningful role in examining it. This matters in settings where research has historically been done on participants rather than with them. The book, therefore, connects method with professional responsibility, showing that action research can support school improvement while also cultivating more inclusive forms of educational decision-making. Lastly, reflection, reporting, and the limits of practitioner research. The book emphasizes that action research is incomplete if educators collect data but do not reflect, communicate, and act on what they learn. Reporting findings helps turn private classroom inquiry into professional knowledge that can be discussed with colleagues, supervisors, teacher education programs, or school improvement teams. Efron and Rabid present writing and reflection as part of the research process, not merely as a final assignment. This is important because action research often serves multiple purposes. It improves a local practice, documents professional learning, and contributes to a culture of evidence-based dialogue. The book also implies the need for appropriate caution. Because action research usually occurs in specific classrooms or schools, its findings may not be broadly generalizable in the way large research studies aim to be. Its strength lies in contextual usefulness, not universal proof. By combining practical guidance with attention to evidence, ethics, and reflection, the book helps educators avoid both extremes, treating personal experience as enough or treating formal research as unreachable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for preservist teachers, practicing educators, graduate students in education, instructional coaches, school leaders, and teacher educators who need a practical route into classroom and school-based inquiry. Its benefits are both practical and intellectual. Practically, it helps readers design manageable studies, choose appropriate evidence, analyze findings, and connect results to instructional change. Intellectually, it reframes teachers as knowledge producers, whose professional questions deserve systematic investigation. Readers gain a vocabulary for discussing improvement that is more precise than casual reflection, but more flexible than highly technical research manuals. Compared with many educational research texts, the book stands out because it is designed around the conditions of real school practice. It does not simply summarize research traditions, it translates them into steps that educators can use while working within classrooms, programs, and institutions. Its attention to collaborative action research and participatory action research also differentiates it from narrower guides focused only on individual teacher projects. The result is a balanced resource accessible enough for beginners, structured enough for coursework, and substantive enough for professional development. It is especially valuable for readers who want research to lead to practical, ethical, and context-sensitive improvement rather than remain an abstract academic requirement. If you would like to support Sarah Ifrat Efron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.